the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 15th of August, 2017. Birthday of the Swedish novelist Stieg Larsson, born in Skelleftehamn, Sweden, 1954, took up fiction writing as a way to make some extra money. Started in 2001, he'd written two novels, started on a third when he approached an editor. He was planning 10 detective thrillers called the Millennium Series, but he died of a heart attack the following year. His three novels published posthumously. The first, in Swedish, is called Men Who Hate Women, better known as The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. It's the birthday of a poet who took up writing novels for money, Sir Walter Scott, born Edinburgh, 1771. He wrote narrative romances in verse, but he was a partner in a printing firm that almost went bankrupt. He paid the firm's debts, almost went under himself, and so he published his novel Waverley in 1814. It was a big success. Followed it with Rob Roy, The Bride of Lammermoor, and Ivanhoe. It's the birthday of Edna Ferber, born 1885, Kalamazoo, Michigan. Started out as a journalist in Appleton, Wisconsin. Later moved to New York, became part of the Algonquin Round Table. Best known for her novel of 1924, So Big, also Showboat, which was made into a musical by Jerome Kern, Oscar Hammerstein II. Her obituary on the front page of the New York Times said her books were not profound, but they were vivid.
The construction of the Berlin Wall began on this date in 1961. East Germans were immigrating to the West at a rate of about 1,000 per day, and so East German soldiers quietly began laying down barbed wire, 100 miles of it, just inside the border of East Berlin, and then began to replace the wire with a 6-foot block wall with sentry towers and minefields all along it. It was not until 1989 the gates between East and West Berlin were opened again and Germany reunified and the wall was formally dismantled. It's the birthday of Denise Chavez, Las Cruces, New Mexico, 1948, who spent more than 30 years waiting tables and wrote a book about it, a novel. Face of an Angel came out in 1994, got very good reviews, novel whose protagonist is a waitress, a novel that includes a manual on waitress etiquette and philosophy. Here's a poem for today by David Budbill, The Sound of Summer. The screened door slamming tells me it is summer. There are other sounds, only in the summer too, the hummingbirds moving from feeder to feeder on the porch, chickadees' two-note song we hear early on summer mornings, ravens croaking back to their eyries on the ledges every summer evening. There are other birds too, visitors we hear only in the summertime. But it's the screened door slamming that is the definition of summer for me. The Sound of Summer by David Budbill, from his collection Tumbling Toward the End, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Condor Airlines, introducing new service from San Diego, Pittsburgh, and New Orleans. More information on Condor's 12 U.S. gateways available on Condor.com. Condor, born to fly. And by Magoosh, online test prep for the ACT, SAT, GMAT, GRE, LSAT, and MCAT. Prep smart, go far, and enjoy the ride at Magoosh.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.